All right, let's go to Qatar now, where problems continue to plague the country's plans for the 2022 Soccer World Cup. FIFA, the world governing body for soccer, says it will not change the site despite bribery and corruption charges connected to the country's winning bid. As we've reported, it's estimated more than 1,000 migrant workers have died on World Cup-related construction projects. And groups such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch say nothing is being done to fix the problems for the remaining workers. The BBC's Sue Lloyd Roberts reports.
An hour before dawn in Doha, the night shift pack up as the day shift arrives on what is said to be the biggest construction site in the world. Hundreds of foreign companies are involved in a £200 billion building bonanza to include World Cup stadiums and urban development, employing 1.5 million migrant workers.
I have to support my parents, my wife and a child. It's not enough. I deeply regret ever coming here, but I can't leave.
The company
have my passport.
Company ke paas hai.
Imran is from Bangladesh and employed by a subcontractor company doing work for the British construction company Carillion. He says he gets barely a quarter the amount promised by the recruitment agency back home. When we told Carillion about Imran, they told us the company employing him provides labour to one of its subcontractors and that they would investigate our findings. When the day's shift ends at 5, we follow a bus taking workers to a camp used by another subcontractor working for Carillion. People have been arrested for talking to migrant workers in Qatar. We have to be quick.
I'm telling you, salaries don't get paid on time. The agency would tell us that the company hasn't got the money and so our salaries would be delayed.
I ask another man if they have their passports.
None of us gets to keep our passports. I don't know why.
The men here say they get £150 a month and £40 extra for food.
What can a poor man do? I need to earn money.
Although hired by subcontractor companies, this third man tells me they have no doubt who they ultimately work for.
I am working for Carillion. When I'm on the construction site, I don't get safety glasses or gloves. My finger was nearly chopped off while working. I never got compensation, and I had to pay for treatment.
I want to ask another man why he has his leg in plaster when two men burst into the room.
Any permission you have, please?
Any permission you have inside the camp?
They threatened to take the camera and were thrown out. Carillion say that health and safety is at the very heart of our business, and practice on site follows standards that we apply in the UK. Our subcontractors must abide by Qatari labour law in respect of wages, living conditions and employment rights and should comply with that law which prevents employers withholding workers' passports. At the luxurious offices of Qatar 2022, I meet the head of workers' welfare, Farah Al-Mufta.
There are people that might say, because of human rights abuses, you should take the World Cup away. But if the whole aim is to actually improve conditions, then why would you take such a catalyst for change away from the country? Because that will actually hamper the progress that's being made.
She shows me new regulations designed to improve conditions for 1,500 workers employed directly on the stadiums. But what about the rest of the building program, employing 1.5 million?
I can't speak to that project because it's not under our direct oversight, but they, at a minimum, do fall under the labor law, and that is what should be implemented and enforced.
But under that law, workers can't leave Qatar without their employer's consent. A game of football, not in one of the futuristic stadiums, but migrant workers playing on scrub ground on their day off. I meet Mahendra, a Nepali working for a Qatari company.
A lot of workers die because here in Qatar, we are working on tall, tall buildings. And so the workers fall off and die. 14 or 15 people have died where I work.
More than 1,000 migrant workers have died in Qatar since the country was awarded the World Cup. Critics estimate that at that rate, the total could reach 4,000 by the time the tournament kicks off in 2022.
And that report from the BBC's Sue Lloyd Roberts.